says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to our Sunday show, folks. You are tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso, your host on this live program. We take your calls at our call-in number to the studio in Austin, Texas, of Republic Broadcasting Network, which is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So you can call now at any time. This show is a longer, a little bit more luxurious than our Monday through Friday programs, which are on from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, this one being on from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We've got 2 hours and possibly more today. We'll see. And so we can take a little, spend a little more time on your calls, and I don't have to be quite so rude in interrupting you and rushing things to get to the next caller, for which I will probably eternally be apologizing as long as we just have a one-hour show. And there is so much to talk about that hardly fits into a one-hour show. We cover the American Freedom Party, which is a third party created about 8 years ago that was created out of to answer the fact that patriots didn't have a political party, and that not having a political party was a mistake. Not being active in politics was a mistake. And we've been making our little headway, our small inroads during these years. The main accomplishment that we have is that we've reached millions of people with our very good communication program, doing things like robocalls, using FEC-mandated federal election access laws to radio spots for patriot candidates, and using the press. If you don't have something to talk about, there's no one's going to talk about it. So we created a political party so the press would have something to talk about, and they have been talking about it. But then along came Donald Trump, and he accelerated everything, and he did it from the top. Our enemies have characterized this correctly. I think it was the New York Times that characterized the Trump revolution as a coup d'etat from the top. Actually, their language was a hostile takeover of one of the major parties by us. I forget what the term they used for us, but a hostile takeover by one of the major parties. And this really upset the neocons, who have for decades now been entrenched and in power in both the Democrat and Republican parties. And so it hasn't really mattered to them whether Bill Clinton was president as a Democrat or George Bush Sr. or Jr. were presidents as Republicans. It didn't make much difference to Bill Kristol or Charles Krauthammer or the permanent political class. They did fine in either circumstance. And about the same sorts of policies were executed by either sort of administration. But Donald Trump is truly a revolutionary, as Sarah Palin has called him. She's given some great introductions to Donald Trump, in which she said, "We've been looking for a revolutionary. The patriot movement has needed a revolutionary leader from the top. And we found him in Donald Trump." Dr. Kevin MacDonald, who is the editor of the OccidentalObserver.net, the best webzine in the universe, and also the editor of the Occidental Quarterly at toqonline.com, he has made the point that the providential nature of Donald Trump's arrival, in that not only is he a revolutionary, as Sarah Palin described him, but he has this unique qualification of being able to thumb his nose at the halls of power because he himself is very powerful. And we were not about to produce such a man from within the ranks of the American Freedom Party or of our patriot pro-European, pro-white movement in general, not with much likelihood. So that's why we in the American Freedom Party endorsed Donald Trump very early on. That's why Jared Taylor effused about Donald Trump. That's why Peter Brimelow at vdare.com has been enthusiastic about Donald Trump for a long time and has more good things to say every day on his website, vdare.com. Jared Taylor on his website, Amren.com, and we on our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Get that website in there for you, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And when you go there, if you like what you read, consider joining the American Freedom Party. You just send in $25 to the address or the PayPal that you see there on our website, and you'll be in great shape. And one other little funding plug here. If you like this radio show, please send something in to me, James Kelso, at P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And you will help the American Freedom Party fund the show. The American Freedom Party has been funding the show for 3 years up to now, and we want to get some audience funding going so that we can be sure this program lasts throughout the entire 2 terms of President Donald John Trump. And if we repeal the 22nd Amendment and Donald Trump eats enough vegetables, we might see a third Donald Trump presidency in the year 2020. Let's see, that would be 2024. It's possible. Let me go to a few of the news items that have occurred here in the last 24 hours. And while I'm gathering those together, let's take a call from Nancy in sunny California. Hi, Nancy.
Hello. I was listening to you on Friday and didn't realize you only had an hour. You had mentioned an article that Patrick Buchanan had written.
Yes.
And it was dealing with Comey. And you had said that it was Patrick Buchanan's theory that Comey was just letting us decide for ourselves, that he didn't want to decide who our presidential candidate is going to be. But I see a huge flaw in that reasoning, and that being our voting and how it's rigged with Diebold.
Right.
And there's been a complaint, and I don't think he's ignorant to that. I don't think that he is not aware that we have. In fact, when Lyndon Baines Johnson ran for office in Texas when he was running for the Senate, they say that people raised from the dead to vote for him. So it's been going on for a long time, and I haven't been a politician, but I am aware of the problems with the voting. So sometimes I wonder about Patrick Buchanan.
Well, Nancy, the theory that you're entertaining there, which is that James Comey is totally corrupt and was compromised or was gotten to or somebody threatened him.
Well, not only that, but that Patrick Buchanan, who's supposedly conservative, leads people astray too, that he's maybe not all trustworthy either.
Okay, well, I can answer both of those questions. The first one about Comey remains a mystery. That is, we don't know whether Comey, it's possible that when Bill Clinton met so mysteriously on the tarmac in Phoenix with Loretta Lynch, walked across the hot tarmac over to her airplane to spend 32 minutes with her. And Donald Trump's ridiculed this. He said, well, they said they talked only about their children and, was it golf? No, it was children and something else. He said, wait a minute, 32 minutes. He said, I don't think so. I think somebody at some point said, oh, what about that thing with Hillary? And if Bill Clinton, who is famous for threatening people, very famous for threatening people, criminally threatening them, he is a criminal, and so is Hillary. She does the same thing. If he threatened Loretta Lynch, and Loretta Lynch was able to threaten or put the hammer on James Comey, that possibly explains why he did not issue an indictment against Hillary.
Oh, but I don't think she had to be threatened. We're talking Loretta Lynch. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, she's, of course, owned hook, line, and sinker by Obama, of course. And also interesting is that Loretta Lynch had her initial appointment as a prosecutor came from Bill Clinton. I think for the District of New York, she was appointed a prosecutor. So her career was started by Bill Clinton. So he has an IOU and probably threats and so on that he can issue against her. But now I'm going to go to the Pat Buchanan question now. I think Pat Buchanan's analysis is brilliant, and I'll explain why. And then let me rush forward to answer your second question before, because it's a hot potato, and I really don't want to leave this unanswered. Pat Buchanan is a patriot. I'm sure of it. And he has really helped our cause in what he's writing and what he's doing. It's been very brave. His columns are brilliant. So, I don't think Pat Buchanan is in any way – he's made mistakes, no question, back when he was running for president, and he he came up with a screwy candidate for vice president for himself, and he's made a few blunders in years past. But I'm not. I'm judging the man on what he's doing now, and his brilliant books that he's written in the last 10 years, like "Suicide of a Superpower" and "Death of the West." These are brilliant, brilliant books that have been read by millions of people, and they really make our patriot points very, very strongly. So, I wish I had done as much for the cause as I wish I'd done a tenth as much as Pat Buchanan has done. So, I want to just give you my strong opinion that Pat Buchanan is on our side. But now let's go back to the question of James Comey, just for folks who didn't hear the show.
Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
I think that his article was ridiculous, though. I mean, I think this is one of his mistakes, then, because he knows that we have voting fraud. And so to not stop Hillary in her tracks when she is the criminal she is, and who recently died that was supposed to be testifying?
Well, okay. All right, Nancy, there's an argument for what you say there, okay? But let me finish for the folks who don't know what the story is. What Pat Buchanan wrote in an article, is two articles ago, it's his last article, is Hillary morally unfit to be president, published July 7th. He said that he was trying to explain the otherwise hard to explain behavior of James Comey in calling a press conference, which FBI directors do not do, calling a press conference, then going in detail through an indictment, reading the charges against Hillary Clinton, reading the findings of the FBI that she in fact is guilty of those charges. He laid it out. She did this. She did that. She lied about this. She lied about that. She was extremely reckless about this with national security. He laid it all out. FBI directors don't do this. That's not something they do. So Buchanan, brilliant man that he is, he's trying to explain, why did this guy do this? And he came up with what I think is the most plausible and the best explanation. And
I have an explanation.
Well, hang on. Let me finish so people know if we get to the end of the story. He said that James Comey, realizing it's not the place of the FBI director to single-handedly decide an American presidential election. He, one man, if he pushed forward for an indictment against Hillary Clinton, and by the way, he knows the strength of the evidence against her, then knowing that it would be a good case, it would be a long case, it would drag all the way through the election, At the least, it would foul up the entire election, but it would decide the election. Now, for one man, you know, we're a nation of 320 million people or so. For one man to take it upon himself to make the call that decides the election, he decided was not his place. And instead, and I think Buchanan nailed it on this one, instead, his logic is this: I gave the charges and the facts out to you people, to the American people. I gave you the fact that she's guilty of this, guilty
that
of that.
That is laughable. That's laughable. Well,
hang on.
That's so
ridiculous. Why is it laughable?
That's absolutely ludicrous. Because,
well, Nancy, did he detail the charges?
It doesn't matter.
If
she's guilty and if she's committed perjury, which she did, she testified before Congress under oath and contradicted what their findings were. There are no maybes. Comey is part of the system, I believe, and there have been other talk show hosts on that have identified how he fits in with the system and with the powers that be.
Right.
And I have no excuse for Comey doing what he did, no excuse for Hillary Clinton, and no excuse for Patrick Buchanan's analysis.
But Nancy, now explain to me, if James Comey... Now, I'm not defending Comey at all. I know practically zero about him, okay? If James Comey is bought and paid for by the Obama, Hillary, you know, neocon camp, why, rather than just say, we're not bringing charges, just putting out a press release, we're not bringing charges, okay? We're not recommending that.
Because there are too many people.
I didn't get my question. Nancy, I don't think you're
listening. I know what you're going
to
say, but go ahead.
No, because you're answering my questions before I ask them, which kind of means you're not listening to them. Why would he go into a 20-minute detail about all of the things she did wrong and how serious they were? Okay, why would he do that if he's bought and paid for? Why would he put it on the record that I, the FBI director, and we, the FBI, after thoroughly investigating this woman, have found that she has been derelict in item after item? She's lied.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Number one, he's not the only one who knows. The lady who first saw her.
No, you're not answering the
question. Emails.
Why?
If you'll listen.
No, but you didn't answer the question.
I'm answering the question.
He's not the only one who knows.
It's not the way you might anticipate, but I'm answering. And I do listen to you. I just maybe anticipate what you're going to say before you say it. But what I'm going to say here is that Comey's not the only one. He didn't have to have some special investigation for people to know what she's been up to.
The lady who saw her sending emails on an unsecured,
you know, with her phone. It's not only Comey. We didn't need an investigation to know. We already knew what was going on with Hillary Clinton,
Nancy,
number one.
We didn't
number
know.
Two,
we didn't.
It's demoralizing. Number two, it's demoralizing for us to hear all the findings and then for them to say, oh, but we're not going to do anything about it, because then it makes us feel so helpless.
Outraged,
depressed.
Nancy. No, James Comey knows. Now, James Comey, when he spends half an hour detailing Hillary's guilt, knows that it will outrage. The public will be outraged. Here's what James... This is... Now, look,
he
I'm just defending...
He knows that we'll be demoralized, which is a tactic.
Hang on. First of all, Nancy, before either of us get indignant, okay, Buchanan might be wrong, okay? He's trying to analyze it, you know... We aren't mind readers, okay? You aren't. I am not, and neither is Pat Buchanan, okay? It might be that Comey is thoroughly corrupt, which makes his detailing of the guilt of Hillary Clinton stupid. Okay, that makes that, and he's not a stupid man. Okay, if he's thoroughly corrupt,
no, it doesn't.
Okay?
It tells all the people who, because he's not the only one that knows. It tells all those people.
He is the only one who knows the FBI's findings. It's one thing for a radio host to say, I think Hillary's guilty of all these things. It's quite another thing for the Federal Bureau of Investigation to say it, Nancy. Now, hang on, folks. We'll be back right after this break.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place,
for
to,
a
do
place
my
to do my thing. That's us, folks. And white boys and white gals looking for a place to do our thing. And one of them's Nancy in California. And Nancy, you know, I know you're a patriot, so it's silly for us patriots to argue on the air. It's especially silly for us to argue about Pat Buchanan. Now, the only reason I'm spending a lot of time, and you know, the point I'm making, I have no idea. James Comey, I don't know him from a potato in the ground. So I have no idea. You know, it's not worth, I shouldn't be offering an opinion on James Comey. Is he totally corrupt, or was his main motive he didn't think he had the right or that it was proper for him to decide an American election? He thought it should be decided by us. Now, your secondary theory is you're saying, well, the voting system is so corrupt, he must know that we never get a chance, we can't decide. But Nancy, listen, if it's so bad...
Patrick Buchanan...
Hang on, let me finish my sentence.
And
if
by
it's
the
so
way,
bad,
Comey is
hang
corrupt
on.
Because other talk show hosts on the air have talked about...
I'll bet he is. I'll bet he is to some extent. I'd be surprised Ann Coulter has said there is only one politician in all of Washington that she trusts to follow a Trump agenda, and that's Jeff Sessions. Only one. Okay, so Ann Coulter, and I love Ann Coulter. I've met her personally. I love her. I love Pat Buchanan. But so is he corrupt? The odds are he is, okay, to some extent. But my point is this. I only wanted you called Pat Buchanan's column ridiculous. That's the only reason I'm defending it. It's not ridiculous. And then you went further to say you thought Pat Buchanan was a fraud. And I definitely
Sometimes
want to take it even stronger.
Either he's stupid or he's a fraud. Have you ever heard of controlled opposition?
Nancy, hang on. I sure have heard of controlled opposition, okay? Nancy, have you read any of his books?
Real fast, I just need to say, you also talked about, and I couldn't remember everything I wanted to talk to you about on Friday, but I remember another thing in the course of this conversation now, and that is the John Birch Society. What is your position on the John Birch Society?
I was a member. My co-host Paul Fromm was a member in our salad days, in our youth. I was a member of the John Birch Society.
I used to really honor them, but then I found out something about them. May I tell you?
I'll tell you, because I found out. That's why I'm not a member now, okay?
Does that ring a bell?
Yes, I have personally read, I personally have handled his manuscripts. But let me just say this, before you go into a whole show about that, all right?
They ignored 9/11.
Nancy,
local leader here.
Nancy, we could go on and on, but let me go to the specific about Pat Buchanan. I just want to get to that, and then we can move on to other stuff. Have you, and I'm not trying to undermine you or, you know, be a sourpuss, okay? But I suspect you have not bought or read any of Pat Buchanan's books. That's okay if you haven't. Most people haven't.
There's something.
So you haven't. You haven't. But now, hang on.
Let me just say something. For instance, when he says Washington, D.C. is Israeli-occupied territory, I quote him. I totally am on board with much of what he says. But sometimes he gets it wrong. And in this case, it's laughably wrong.
Do you know somebody? Do you know somebody who never gets anything wrong?
That's okay. I'm not saying anything against him. I'm just saying, in this case, it's laughable. That article and that position is stupid.
Okay, well, Nancy, we'll leave it at that. You think it's stupid. I think it's actually brilliant. And let me recommend to you, and I hope, you know, we can talk about this in future shows. And as a fellow patriot, I love you, Nancy. There are two books by Pat Buchanan, Suicide of a Superpower. These are his last, most recent books. And Death of the West. And the original title of Death of the West, I have been told by somebody on the inside, was Death of the White Race. And the publisher changed it. But Death of the West, and the West always means, in Pat Buchanan's vocabulary, it always means the white race. Death of the West and Suicide of a Superpower. In those two books, Nancy, he is, if you think he's great in his columns, I do, he is even greater in those two books. Someday. They're not expensive, and they're available on his website, Buchanan.org. Let's get to some other callers, and thank you, Nancy. That was a very interesting little debate that we had. Let's go to other callers right after this call, right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life, and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll go to some more callers in just a moment here. I'm going to broaden us, cast the net out a little further here to other great writers. We've been talking about Pat Buchanan, and I think he's the real deal. I think he's 24 karat gold. And I might offer a little more evidence of that. But let me cast the net out to some other writers. Two of the people who really recognized early among white nationalists that Donald Trump was such a great gift to our cause were Jared Taylor of American Renaissance and Peter Brimelow of the website vdare.com. That's spelled VDARE.com, and that's a short for Virginia Dare, who was the first white child, first English white child born in America. And she disappeared, may have been kidnapped by Indians, may have died, who knows what happened to her, or may have been killed. On his website right now, Peter Brimelow, is featuring a column by Ann Coulter, Trump's First Mistake. Let's see, in fact, let me find the actual column. She says, I predict Donald Trump's first mistake will be the wrong choice for a VP candidate. And, of course, she's quite worried that he'll pick Newt Gingrich. And she gives a great argument against Newt Gingrich and others that she doesn't like. Then another, Peter Brimelow is featuring another article, No to Newt. A Gingrich VP pick will only weaken Trump. And this is by an anonymous Noam Daguerre Washington watcher. And let me just read you a couple of good paragraphs from this. Concerning a Gingrich choice, he says, I believe this is folly. Put bluntly, Gingrich would be a disaster, both by contradicting Trump's core America First message and harming Trump's electability. On paper, Donald Trump is not a perfect candidate. He is relatively old and has been married three times. Yet these characteristics do not doom Teflon Don. Voters know Trump as a reality TV star and socialite and do not expect him to be married to his high school sweetheart. Importantly, every single ex-wife and ex-girlfriend the mainstream media has tried to turn against him has instead come to his defense. Still, ideally, Trump would pick a younger running mate in a stable first marriage. Gingrich is 3 years older than Trump and has just as many wives, the latter two beginning as mistresses during previous marriages. Unlike Trump, he committed his known infidelity as a self-proclaimed Southern Baptist. He started out as a Lutheran and has since converted to Catholicism and champion of family values. Gingrich has excused his past indiscretions to the Christian Broadcasting Network, who have endorsed Donald Trump, by the way, by saying he was too concerned fighting for America to keep faithful to his wife. Nancy, that's a ridiculous argument. let me go down here a little further. But for Newt Gingrich, we may very well have blocked NAFTA and ended mass immigration and affirmative action years ago. As minority whip, Gingrich colluded with Bill Clinton to force NAFTA through the skeptical GOP caucus. And then he goes on. The Washington Watcher backs that up. And Trump has already faced one. Oh, he says, even if vice presidents are inconsequential in the office, a vice presidential choice can alter history. Trump has already faced one assassination attempt. Let's see, I'm getting some buzzing here from the engineer. I think I'm okay. Has already faced one assassination attempt. The entire mainstream media political establishment relentlessly calls Trump an incipient dictator. If he becomes president, many individuals may take these smears seriously and attempt to sic semper tyrannis, that is to assassinate him. That's not the translation, but that's the meaning. And in addition, but before Trump even won the GOP nomination, many in the mainstream media were speculating about his possible impeachment. Paul Ryan would have few qualms about joining with Democrats to find some trivial scandal to remove him. Gingrich is worthless as impeachment or assassination insurance. John Adams remarked that as the vice president, he said, quote, I am nothing, but I may be everything. If Newt Gingrich becomes Trump's running mate, we may win everything and end up with nothing. So very good. That was I read that to you because Peter Brimelow, one of the real perceptive patriots who realized that the Trump phenomenon was real, has got it on his front page right now, along with Ann Coulter's similar statement. Please don't make the Newt Gingrich mistake, Donald Trump. Let's go to some more calls right now. I've got, let's see what the engineer's got for us here. Okay, we've got Fred in Iowa. Fred, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, this is Fred in Iowa. I will be very brief. No speeches. I agree with Nancy in California 1,000%. I love Nancy in California, and that is no malarkey. And
okay, Fred,
Fred,
let me ask you a question. Fred, let me ask you a question. There's two things. I want to know which one you agree with. She said two things, and I appreciate Nancy as a fellow patriot. I think she's she said two things. She said she doesn't agree with – well, she called it ridiculous. But fundamentally, what it means is she doesn't agree with Pat Buchanan's analysis of James Comey's actions. She thinks James Comey acted purely out of corruption and collusion with the Obama administration. And by the way, I don't discount that. That very well may be. But to say that Pat Buchanan's analysis, that James Comey meant exactly what he said, which is it's not my place to decide the election. I'm going to give you folks the facts about how corrupt this woman is and how guilty she is. And then you're going to go vote. You're going to go vote. If you elect her, well, you elected her. If you understand what I'm saying, then you're not going to vote for her. That's what Buchanan believes Comey was saying. That's one thing she said. The other thing she said was that she thought Pat Buchanan was a fraud. Now, do you think Pat Buchanan's a fraud, Fred?
Well, I said I would be very brief, and I don't have to be let in to be let along.
No, but so you said you agreed. No, you said you agreed with Nancy, but she said two things. One, that James Comey acted out of just pure corruption, okay? And if that's what you agree with, that's an okay view. I'm not going to argue with that. But the other thing, which I will argue with, is she thought that Pat Buchanan was a fraud. Do you think Pat Buchanan's the real deal or he's a fraud?
Would you give me all the time to reply and rebuttal as you have?
Well, but there's an interesting – but Fred, you know – asking a question, do you think Pat Buchanan is a fraud? There's an easy one-word answer, yes or no, to that, and then you can elaborate.
Do you think we are manipulated on radio and television?
Well, of course, but that isn't – my question is, do you think Pat Buchanan is a fraud?
Why are you asking me this question?
Because you said you agreed with Nancy, and I spent 20 minutes discussing with Nancy whether Pat Buchanan was a fraud.
Okay, I said I agreed with Nancy. Isn't that enough?
Well, what do you agree with? Do you agree with her that Pat Buchanan is a fraud? Well, she didn't. Actually, she retracted something of that she said. She said she agrees with him on many things. But anyway, Fred, look, you don't have to answer my questions, okay? And quibbling back and forth is, it's not interesting to the audience. So I thank you for your view that you agree. I'll just take it this, that you agree with her that when she says James Comey did not act for the reasons he said, he instead was just totally corrupt. And by the way, that's thoroughly plausible. That could be. I'm not arguing that. I was just defending Pat Buchanan as a great patriot. Let's go. Thank you, Fred. Let's go to another caller. Let's see here. Joel in the great state of Wisconsin.
How do you do? I also agree with Nancy. And now you're going to ask me those two questions.
Yeah, sure, I am.
Okay, good. I'm ready.
Okay.
Do I believe that Comey was acting... doing what he had to do to preserve his job and to protect the establishment? Yes. Two, do I believe that Pat Buchanan is a fraud? Now, this one's going to upset you, but when I already said, like Fred, that I do agree with Nancy, my answer is yes. He is, like she said, controlled opposition. Sometimes he says good things, and you really pick up on them, and I understand why you do, but he's been part of the establishment, just like Comey, just like the entire government media complex is, and they do not want Trump... Now, I'm not exposing that Pat Buchanan doesn't want Trump, but I'm just saying he is definitely, his record shows, even all the good things he said and written, he is and has been part of the establishment, just like James Comey, who answers to, ultimately, Barack Obama.
Okay. This is turning into the Pat Buchanan, love him or hate him show for today. And I don't mind that because I think, and thank you, Joel, for offering a reasoned, your reasoned argument.
I would like
there.
To answer another.
Can I ask you the same question I asked of Nancy? Have you read any of Buchanan's books?
There's a lot of books I haven't read, and
Okay, that's a no.
I'll say this. I have listened to him a lot. I voted for him in 2000, so I am aware of how good he can talk. I am.
Right.
And I understand your position on trusting him because I think you're coming from a hopeful position, and I understand that. And there was a time that I was right in your shoes, and I had hope. But that has diminished.
Well, okay, now
this is Paul Fromm. I'm a book you'll have to read, caller, is a 2011 book, Suicide of a Superpower. And that was where Buchanan first, in anything like a mainstream book, raised the question of the replacement of white America, the death of white America. And that's what got him fired from his MSNBC job. He had said the unsayable. Now, of course, being raised in white national circles for years, but Buchanan was the first person that I know of with anything like a foot in the mainstream who raised that issue very, very precisely, very in considerable detail. He didn't mince words. I think Buchanan has certainly established himself as an intellectual on our side, and he's been a part. Yes, you're right. He's been a part of it, but just because he's been a part of it doesn't mean they own his soul. And that's the way. I mean, I look at what the man has written and what he continues to write, and I see an awful lot that's worth admiration.
And Paul, thank you for that.
I don't disagree with that at all. He says many, many good things, and compared to the rest, he's great. But that does not, you cannot overlook his past and that he is part of the establishment.
Overlook his past? What are we overlooking? What did he do wrong?
Like I pointed out before, when he was interviewing Larry McDonald, He was opposition to Larry McDonald, right in cahoots with another globalist insider.
But that's 30 years ago. It's possible for people to change their minds. I think Buchanan hit the Nixon White House as a relatively young man, and while I think it's important to be aware of people's past, I think it's also possible for people to learn things and grow. There was a time where I have to admit I was a follower of Ayn Rand. I'm not anymore, but I wouldn't want somebody to hold that against me and say, well, you followed that ultra selfish, self-promoting, witchy Russian Jewess. Yeah, I did for a few months when I was a teenager. I think it's possible for people to grow. And I look at what Buchanan has been writing the last decade, and it's really good stuff.
I agree.
Yeah, and also, Joel, one of the true, true geniuses and giants of our movement, Professor Kevin B. McDonald. He started out as, I'm not saying anything, this is what he says about himself, he started out as a fuzzy-headed, head-in-the-clouds liberal at the University of Wisconsin, by the way, I think in Marquette, or no, Madison. And he started out as a fuzzy-brained liberal. And he has now turned into, he has grown, he has thought about things, and, we're not born with these ideas in our head. And so, but let me just say this about the Buchanan thing. Let me widen it out, Joel, because you've raised an important thing. One of the things that we tend to do in our movement that's unfortunate is we tend to eat our own.
Yes.
We tend to attack and critique and criticize, when somebody does something good in our cause, we tend to find fault with them. It's a white trait. It's something, it's built, it's wired, it's hardwired into us, Joel, and we have to, like, work against it. We have to fight against it. We nitpick each other. You hear it, we're doing it right here on this show right now. That's why when I said to Nancy, I love you. I say to you, Joel, I love you. I appreciate you as a patriot, and I want to make sure that our disagreement is just over, you know, it's over some certain specific facts. It's not a fist fight, and we don't end up becoming completely ineffective because we're fighting with each other instead of with the enemy. Now, let me just give you, this is just, you know, a little more, it doesn't just apply to Pat Buchanan. It applies to Peter Brimelow, Jared Taylor. Let me tell you this, Jared Taylor, Paul and I are both friends of Jared's. He is another one of the giants in our cause. I mean, if without him, without what he's done, we would be so much farther back than we are now. It's hard to believe, but it's true. On our nationalist websites, Jared Taylor has, for his entire career, gotten guff from people. I won't even say the names that he's called. I've gotten the same thing. I think maybe Paul might be exempt. But well, we got a break here. We'll be back right after this break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
We're back, folks. And, you know, I'll tell you what, we've kind of hit upon a theme for this show, Paul. I think we'll be talking about the perceptive people, that's the way I regard them, who early on realized that Donald Trump was offering us a tremendous hope in our cause. And then also I want to deal with the sort of the phenomenon that's natural in our cause of skepticism and doubt and, calling everybody into question, which is at some point, you know, we've been down so long, we've been beaten so many times that it's hard to believe we might win something, or that somebody, we've been betrayed so many times, it can get hard to believe that somebody might be true blue. But I'll give you some examples here to the listeners. Pat Buchanan caught it early, and I might go through a list of his titles, but just let me give you the short version. In his last 50 columns that he's written, now, but folks, how many of us have written a column? Paul's a very prolific writer, so he can tell you how hard it is. Pat Buchanan has written thousands of columns, but in his last 50 and more columns have been about Donald Trump. They've been very, very enthusiastic about Donald Trump. They've been slamming the neocon establishment. They've been talking about white nationalism, not in that with that phrase. He's talking about nationalism. He said, what has Trump wrought? The rebirth of nationalism in America. Well, he doesn't mean Mexican nationalism or black nationalism. He means white nationalism.
European. New world orderism.
Yeah. And I want to widen it to people like Kevin McDonald, who got it early on. His latest issue of the Occidental Quarterly, he's got an article called entitled Populism Rising, the Donald Trump Phenomenon as Implicit White Revolt. This is a brilliant article. I may, if we have time, share some of that with you. The article right before it is by a man named Richard McCulloch, entitled White Racial Interests and the Trump Candidacy. Now, Paul, I don't know, have you ever met Richard McCulloch?
Yeah, I know him.
Okay. This is wonderful to see. I don't know what age he is now. I haven't met McCulloch.
He's about our age.
Okay. But I've been following McCulloch for forever, and to see him writing in this vein now is so wonderful. I hold in my hands a book hoping to get my daughter to read this book. She's 11. This is a book Richard McCulloch wrote in 1986 called Destiny of Angels. Wonderful, wonderful book. Right there on a par with the writings of Wilmot Robertson in his breadth of understanding and his depth. 1986, that's 30 years ago. We got a little break. We'll come back with your calls, Paul Fromm, right after. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.